Hospital systems have been on a buying binge the last few years, gobbling up doctors' practices. By one estimate, nearly a third of medical practices nationwide are now part of a large hospital network. But one large group of physicians is going in another direction. It's breaking away from Atrium Health and opening an independent practice next month. WFAE's Alex Olgan has more.
A whiteboard at the temporary Tryon Medical Partners office counts down the number of days until the practice opens. It's made up of 88 primary care and specialty doctors who are leaving Atrium Health, formerly Carolina's healthcare system. One of them is Dr. Dale Owen.
Just because everybody else may be selling, that doesn't mean that we're not at the peak and it's going to start the other direction, because I really think that's what's happening, because we cannot keep doing the same thing. Can't just keep buying up groups and then doctors not have any say and then expect a different outcome for the very same process each time.
Owen is a cardiologist and the CEO of the practice called Tryon Medical Partners. The mood is different now than it was 5 months ago. Owen and the rest of the doctors sued Atrium so they could leave and start this practice. The hospital relented. The doctors' lawsuit said Atrium was making changes, like cutting the number of registered nurses assisting doctors and moving nurses from individual doctors' offices to a central call center. In preparation for the opening next month, rows of nurses are in a South Park office building taking calls from patients. They answer questions from patients and schedule appointments. The practice will stagger the opening of its 8 locations in the Charlotte metro area throughout the next several months, mirroring the locations of the Atrium-affiliated Mecklenburg Medical Group's offices. What the doctors are doing is unusual. The national trend for the past several years has been practices joining hospital systems. As of 2016, about a third of doctors' practices were owned by a hospital, a more than 100% increase in just 4 years, according to a study for the Physicians Advocacy Institute. Hospitals bought 5,000 practices between July 2015 and 2016 alone. Lisa Belimovich is a doctor and president of Gist Healthcare, a Washington, D.C. consulting company. She says hospitals are buying up these practices to grow their networks and keep patients in the systems. Physicians sought stability and help with increasing administrative tasks due to increasing regulatory changes.
So far, there hasn't been a ton of flux away from employment relationships. You know, if you have a health system that's employing hundreds of physicians, of course there's going to be a handful every year that choose to leave for a variety of reasons. But it's very rare that a group of dozens or more physicians will leave en masse from a health system. Now, that said, you know, given where the market is going and all of the change that's occurring now, it's something that we would expect to see more of down the road.
Because Belimovich says some doctors have found being an employee of a large health system isn't all it's cracked up to be.
Most doctors are trained to be independent thinkers and don't think of themselves as being employees of any organization, even if someone is giving them a paycheck and a W-2 every year. The idea of a parent or an employer organization putting limits around how they operate their office or how they would practice, the types of care that they would deliver, is something that is very difficult for a lot of physicians to adjust to.
A few doctors from the original practice decided to stay with Atrium. Atrium has said it's also hiring some new doctors. As the opening date nears, Owen says his adrenaline is high and he's excited to practice on his own terms.
There have been lots of people that have said that it was going to be too hard to be independent. And you can imagine that the hospitals might think that, and other independent organizations, because they were already independent. Plus, when you're the first to do it at this kind of scale and with on the backs of primary care, everybody's going to be watching it.
Owen and the doctors will start seeing patients the first week in September. For WFAE News, I'm Alex Olgan in Charlotte.